Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our continuing vigil, a daily meditation for the post-election period in the United States. And as we can see from the attempt of so many people who think nothing of disenfranchising other voters and of basically stealing the election, it is a time when attention has to be given to making sure that the good, the true, and the beautiful, manifesting as the will to good through the divine plan, that these high points of tension continue to manifest and are not obstructed by the representatives, whether witting or unwitting, of the forces of obstruction. So daily at 8 o'clock p.m. GMT, and then on the weekends, because the weekends have so many broadcast and webinars, at 10 p.m. GMT on the weekends. And these are posted on Makara, www.makara.us. And you can pick them up there or let your friends know if they are interested that they can participate in the ongoing vigil meditations. So Tuya is doing this, and I'll hand this over to her. I'm very, very happy you're all here working with us.
Thank you, Michael. I was just thinking if you would be reading these texts from Bhagavad Gita. And welcome to everybody. And then after this, we will go into meditation directly, and then we just have the meditation, and after that we will just close. We are not going to discuss anything. So, Michael, if you...
Okay, I will do that. Whenever the time is ripe and the need of the people warrants it, he comes forth for the saving of the souls of men. Krishna in ancient India proclaimed this truth in the majestic words, "Whenever there is a withering of the law and an uprising of lawlessness on all sides, then I manifest myself. For the salvation of the righteous and the destruction of such as do evil, for the firm establishing of the law, I come to birth in age after age. He who thus perceives my birth and work as divine, as in truth it is, he goes to me, Arjuna."
Let us now endeavor consciously to align with the soul and also create the triangle between the soul, mind, and brain. so that there is a direct and free inflow from the higher self to the lower, and thus revealing the soul and the kingdom of God. Let us imagine that we are standing in the sacred circle, hand in hand, and strongly standing for those adepts of the good law. Endeavor to realize and register your relation to the hierarchy and to the great ones. Also, we link with our triangle work, co-disciples, and we vivified the ethers, and we really experience that great network of disciples. And also, let us send our gratitude to all of those who are now present, because many of you have been here all the time. So we send our gratitude to everyone who are here and participating, and who is now supporting the World Group and the disciples in United States in this very crucial time what the United States is going through. So let us align with the solar angel, and through that with the solar angel of the United States. Let us try to have some kind of qualified connection with that great being. What might be the reason that we are working together with this relationship with this great being whose dharma is, I light the way. Thus lighting the way to the world disciples, aspirants, men and women of goodwill, and all of those good-hearted people everywhere. Also, we align with the Shambhala, knowing that this sacred place has the highest understanding of the plan for this planet and for every nation, every country, reflect. Shambhala is a place of serene determination and of poised, quiescent will. And in some very primitive ways, we try to align with this great thoughts and aspects of this highest point in this planet. In our standing, also we align with the Master R. Rakoczy, who is the regent for Europe and America. The Lord of Civilization. And there is the similar idea for both of these regions, the United States. And that was the key thing of Master Rakoczy when he was as a Saint Germain. He already worked for the United States of Europe. And in the United States of America, this idea had been developed much more further. But we have to understand that this is hierarchical idea. So now as a unified group, as one unified field of purpose, let us imagine that we are now standing around United States. And we are aligned with the World Planetary Center, New York, and how it is linking us with the four other planetary centers, which all together are forming five-pointed star of humanity. New York, sixth ray, London, first ray, Geneva, second ray, Darjeeling, first ray, and Tokyo, also under first ray. These five are forming the five-pointed star of humanity, and they are thus those centers which are very much related to the initiation and initiations of humanity. Imagine above the group the living five-pointed star. Through New York, we are also aligned or related to in United States to other centers. They are national centers, Los Angeles and Washington, New York performing the throat center, Los Angeles the heart center, and Washington the head center of United States. Can have a living connection to this triangle. let us link ourselves with the future purpose of humanity and for humanity, heaven on earth. Whose leader this purpose and that mission is upon the Christ, and for that we are standing. And United States is one of those countries where this kind of great dharma is in the future. That's why let us align with the Christ and say together, we have gathered in your name, Lord Maitreya, be with us. And welcome his presence. Let us perform the mudra of turning of the wheel. And remember that mudra is wordless speech. It is related to the divine deities who are in such a state and go and are beyond over speeds in mundane sense, so that via the law they manifest the idea. This mudra is the mudra of dharma or mudra of turning of the wheel from personality towards the soul, so that the real dharma will take place. In the group we establish that idea now. The dharma of United States, I light the way, turning away from personality, mundane life. This is very much established via the centers, which is performing and establishing human laws. Governmental center, which is established by three places, and when we now sound on through every one of those points, through the Om, also establish that mudra, turning of the wheel, turning towards the soul. We sound Om via White House, the executive branch of government. Ooh. Capital, legislative branch of government. Supreme Court, judicial branch of government. Again, we will use the color so we attract, we call upon the rose and thus the angels of rose color to act upon the nervous system, which is so irritated and so inflamed, reactive at the moment in so many groups and individuals. We imagine that color in very beautiful rose color, shining color, to calm down, bring also vitalization of higher kind, to remove all depression and symptoms of deviation. Also, to increase will to live according to the law. And we will sound again 3 times Om and visualize this beautiful rose pouring into the triangle and then to be spread through the whole United States and then in the end shine through the aura of United States. And now visualizing the Christ in the center of this triangle and through him pouring love, wisdom ray, the second ray, the ray of the soul ray of US. And again we see how it comes through the triangle and then is spreading all around and then finally coloring the aura of US in beautiful, beautiful indigo blue. visualize that we are standing on the sacred circle of sisters and brothers around this triangle. We hold this mudra, turning on the wheel, and prepare ourselves for the group invocation. We reflect again the words of Master D.K. There are no limitations when true esoteric work is undertaken. To this end, I seek to emphasize renewed application to meditation and a constant steady use of the invocation, particularly the one which begins by invoking the Lords of Liberation. We stay vertically aligned and in silence for 1 minute for fusion and union of the group and for opening the funnel of invocation into the higher realm, into the ears of those who know the truth. So now, 1 minute silence. And let us now sound together the great invocation number 2, and Michael is leading us.
Let the Lords of Liberation issue forth. Let them bring succor to the sons of men. Let the rider from the secret place come forth and coming save. Come forth, O Mighty One. Let the souls of men awaken to the light, and may they stand with massed intent. Let the fiat of the Lord go forth. The end of woe has come. Come forth, O Mighty One. The hour of service of the saving force has now arrived. Let it be spread abroad, O Mighty One. Let light and love and power and death fulfill the purpose of the coming one. The will to save is here. The love to carry forth the work is widely spread abroad. The active aid of all who know the truth is also here. Come forth, O Mighty One, and blend these three. construct a great defending wall. The rule of evil now must end.
Let us bring illumination through the evocation of the will. Let us call the protective forces of light, guardians of justice, Archangel Michael and his saving force, to create a wall of protective energies to keep all illegal actions in leash under the will of God. And we see Archangel Michael protecting the efforts and mission of the Christ. We now participate in this work in deep alignment with the inner work of protection, seeing the Lord of Love standing still in the center of the triangle. And now before us, we create in our creative imagination a wheel of fire with seven spokes. Visualize yourself and the inner working group standing in the center at the hub of the wheel, which radiates with the living, all-consuming substance of love pouring from the Sacred Heart of the Christ. Visualize that we become the hub as if we were that hub. From that central position, we send out seven streams of living fire of love, radiating upon the triangle. Out the wheel spinning, the protective energies. Which are now spent into all states of America. Into the whole world. The clarion is heard. We will stand for the law, establishing the good law on earth. Bring imagination through the evocation of love. The second aspect of sentient response to the world soul in all forms. Bring inspiration through the evocation of the intelligence. And we leave ourselves in our imagination to stand together within. And our last statement is, may thy will be done, not ours. Mm-hmm.